This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with a practical way to understand that sixth sense that we all have as we think about the universe and the life that we live. I'm very close to and I appreciate the ideas that come from people who are not necessarily consequential thinkers, in a manner of speaking. Life is not all the same for everybody. Sometimes people test it in different ways. I have very good luck in my life. I've had great luck. I think fate is a hunter. I think fate is a part of our lives as well. And sometimes luck and fate play their hands together. Destiny, some people call it. I think thoughts are things also. And so, blending the two of them together has been hard. But I think in my lifetime I have won the lottery, and I'm thankful for that. And that's one of the reasons I decided to do this program, to give everybody a different way of looking or thinking about what's real, what is real. Everybody got a different definition or experience about what's real. You're entitled to it. I think that because thoughts are things, you create your own reality, whether it be here in this lifetime or what happens after the energy leaves your body and go someplace else. I just think that there are all kinds of opportunities, so why not make the best of the opportunity you have here, because it may help you in whatever experience you have once the life has gone out of the current body that you are residing in. And with that in mind, I invite lots of different people every week into Your Hidden Power to tell stories that will inspire people, and stories about folks who can be helpful, such as the case with David Young, who it turns out is quite a multifaceted musician, been playing two Renaissance flutes at one time. I guess, David, the obvious place to start is, how do you get them both? Well, how does that work? How do you play two flutes at the same time?
Well, I put one in my left hand and the other one in my right hand. That's true. But they're Renaissance flutes, so they're not silver flutes like you play in the orchestra. They're Renaissance flutes. They're also called recorders, and they come in different sizes. Most people are familiar with the smallest size, the soprano, that everybody learns in third grade. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I put one on the left side of my mouth, the other on the right side, and I connect my lips in the middle, so this way I can adjust the air that goes into each flute and make sure they're playing in tune together. But so I do two different things.
How have people found out about you and found out about this? It's not exactly on the front page if you listen. I'm guessing from what I know of you that you live here in Los Angeles, right, in the Los Angeles area?
Well, I used to live in Los Angeles, and I actually, in 1990, I moved to California like everybody else as a musician trying to get famous, and I ran out of money, and I started playing the flute at Venice Beach, and that's where I started the technique of playing two flutes at one time, because I used to play at the beach with a woman named Lisa, and we had a small little duo called Celestial Winds, and we actually sold 10,000 copies of a handmade tape at Venice Beach together, and then we started playing it at art festivals all over the country. Mm-hmm. And so we would fly to 40 different weekend festivals a year. And we played at the biggest art festivals from 1993 till about, then she and I split up by 1995. And then I just did it by myself. And I just performed with my tracks. And, mm-hmm. I would fly from L.A. to Miami or L.A. to New York every single weekend, practically 40 to 45 weekends a year. And I sold a million CDs doing that.
Isn't that amazing?
I was,
you'd be interested to know that I'm about four blocks from Venice Beach right now on the Santa Monica line. Yeah, and I know where there are so many people who have started and done creative and wonderful things down on that beach. It really is it's quite a place to get started for somebody because the music
there.
And the thought process works there, too. Yeah. People are very curious. So now, how has your career created itself, or how have you created a career around the experience of listening to the music? What do people say happens to them as they listen to your music?
Well, it was a different process when people were at Venice Beach, because, you know, it was normally tourists or local people just strolling, and they would come by, listen for 5 minutes, buy a tape, because originally we made cassette tapes. And then later we made CDs, and it was like it was different. But in 2014, I started doing meditation events where they were 2.5, 3-hour events where I would teach for a half hour and then play a half hour of meditation with the flutes and tell people, you know, just close your eyes and see what happens. And then after the meditation was over, people had a chance to share their experiences, and I was completely shocked and surprised when people started sharing that during the meditation, their mom, who had died, showed up to them, or their grandmother, or their grandfather, or a friend from childhood, because I had never had one of those experiences, even though I'd been meditating since I was 22 years old, and I'm 58 now. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was possible to have an interdimensional communication. Sometimes people call that channeling. And so it was really mind-blowing that these people were sharing this at my events. And at the first event I did, there were five people who shared that. Like one woman who said that her husband died in 9/11 13 years earlier, and she'd never had closure. He just didn't come home from work that day, and her husband showed up to her and took her all around heaven and connected her with some of her relatives who are now in heaven. And he showed her where he lived and told her he was happy and that she doesn't need to worry about him at all. It's, you know, it's beautiful over there. And
I think that's what you hear from people in the other realm, that there's peace and it's a whole. I've heard from people that were my relatives, my father, which, you know, in the light of how he was in this life, it's pretty surprising. And I think that's what, it's the vibration of the music or the vibration of the voice, the vibration, something brings people in, and then there is, the sharing begins. And I think you can get that. There are a lot of people who think that some of the spiritual leaders of the planet have had special places, but they are humans and gone on to another level of consciousness, the same as all of us are humans, and we will all go, whether we'll be conscious or not, somewhere else. Well, kind of up to you. I don't know if you heard what I said at the beginning about thoughts, and you create whatever it is. I think your reality after what we experience here in this body is created by what we think about what the next reality will be. It's so hard to understand because nobody comes back, so we can just speculate. But, you know, why not give yourself the peace and the joy that comes with having these thoughts, because I have not heard your music, but I can imagine how it just puts one's mind at ease, because that's what that stuff that you think, concentrating on your breathing, there are all kinds of ways of people getting into a state, right?
There's a huge misconception about the afterlife. And one of those misconceptions is that there's a place that's way worse than life on Earth. There's different words for it, but you don't have to worry. The Earth, this physical life, this is the bottom. You don't have to worry about going to a place that's lower than the physical world, because this is it. This is the bottom of it. Everything
goes up
from here.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've had many past life experiences where I've seen other lifetimes. There are people who consistently have past life experiences at my events, and I can give you an example of something that will really make a lot of sense to your listeners. But have you ever seen something on YouTube where there's a five-year-old kid who sings like an opera star or sits down and plays piano like Mozart, and they've never had a lesson? The way that works is that in their lifetime previous to this lifetime, let's say some woman was a professional piano player and she played in an orchestra, you know, and so for her whole life, for 60, 70 years, she's played the piano 2, 3, 4, 5 hours a day because she loves it, you know, and she makes a living from doing it and everything. And at the end of her life, she goes up to heaven like everybody does, and we get to do whatever we want, whenever we want, all the time in heaven. We get to do whatever we want, whenever we want, all the time in heaven. And so when we get to heaven, that woman, you know, because she loves playing the piano, she's played it for her whole life, she's playing in heaven every day because that's what she loves to do.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say she's in heaven for 20 years of earth time. And then let's say the powers that be up in heaven, the archangels, they say, okay, it's time for your next life. And so she gets reincarnated into a little baby's body, you know. And when she's 4 or 5 years old, her parents take her to somebody's house that has a piano. And she sits down at the piano. She's never had a lesson. She's never sat even at a piano. And she plays Mozart the first time she's sitting there. That's because she's been practicing for 20 years in heaven.
Wow. You know, I've never heard that story before, that thought, but it certainly makes a lot of sense. What is genius? This is David's explanation of genius, and it makes a whole lot of sense. It's genius in and of itself. David's website is davidyoungmusic.com. I want to talk about the books that you've written as we continue here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. The power of persuasion. That's what advertising is really all about. And certainly I have to have an advertiser-supported medium. The programs I do supported by the various folks who have companies that believe that I can tell a good story and make it believable and make you decide, hey, that's something I want to pursue. Well, such is the case with Calitrin. Calitrin has been on this, the various programs I do for the last couple of years, because they have made their message so concise, so complete, so convincing, that people have tried the product and they have used it to the point where it works. You can't give up on yourself, and that's really kind of what Calitrin is all about. It's one of these healthy, healthy, healthy products that I talk about. This is a weight loss focus. It's all about you in the natural way, drug and stimulant free way, can lose weight starting now. You know, you're going to have still more parties to go to, Christmas, New Year's, that sort of thing. So get on the program right now and start keep losing the weight, or at least keeping it where it is. You got a fighting chance of doing that during the holidays if you're on the Calitrin program. Go to Calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It really is a miracle. The benefits of using this are just as long as your arm. Go to their Facebook page and see the stories, the testimonials, facebook.com/Calitrin. And take advantage of the DJV deal. Right now, the success stories that are being created by people, it's a six-month program. You buy 3 months free. You get 3 months free and 3 months that you've paid for. So that's the Christmas deal. Give yourself the opportunity to really lose the weight and keep it off. Go to Calitrin.com, use the code DJV, buy 3, get 3 free, so you got 6 months to lose the weight and keep it off from Calitrin.com.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, he's tireless and brainless, a literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is David Young, DavidYoungMusic.com. This is called Waves of Serenity, which is one of the... I think you have to listen to this stuff. For me, anyway, when I hear these things, I want to be in a position where I can close my eyes and go right to sleep, David, and I can't do that right now. Maybe I'll save this for a little bit later on when I need to take a nap. You not only are a musician and a message bearer, but you've also painted a lot. And you have written a lot. You have a book called The True Story of Jesus and His Wife, Mary Magdalena. How are you going to be viewed during Christmas time with a book? This is a book that you have channeled, as I understand it. And that's where, you know, when we think about our genius, we're channeling. I think you just had a fabulous explanation, as a matter of fact, of how genius occurs. It happens from previous life experiences, and it's a great explanation. So the question comes at this time of year, well, we are celebrating the birth of Jesus, but also his life, to be sure. Did he have a wife? You suggest that with the title of this book.
Well, first of all, I was born Jewish, and there's nothing in the world that could have ever convinced me that I was going to write a book like this in my life, right? Uh-huh. But at my events... Over the last 5 years, over 1,500 people have had an experience. They've shared their experience of a conversation or spiritual travel or a healing with Jesus, Mother Mary, or Mary Magdalene. And when they first started showing up at my events, I was just amazed. I just couldn't believe it. Like, I didn't think when I woke up that morning that Jesus was going to show up at my event, you know? And so the book is a compilation of me hearing 1,500 people share their experiences with them, as well as there were different professional channelers who had come to my events and had been given pieces of their puzzle of what actually happened in their life. They shared that, which became part of... It was almost like this gigantic experiment that I kept doing 3 or 4 nights a week, presenting these events called The Portal Between Heaven and Earth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would say, an introduction for a half hour, then I'd play the flute for a half hour, and then people would share their experiences. And it was amazing how consistent the people's experiences were.
Where did the Jesus and Mary story come from?
Okay, well, first of all, you have to understand that before Jesus was born, this will set the whole thing straight, right? Before Jesus was born, because Israel was so close to Egypt, the culture in Egypt, there was a big, strong spiritual culture in Egypt because of the pyramids and because that was just a place where people would go to study spirituality. You know, the same way people would go to Sedona nowadays, you know?
Yeah.
And so in Egypt, there was a goddess whose name was Isis, okay? Sometimes they referred her as the Black Madonna. Because Isis had a child who was supposedly born of a virgin birth, okay? And Isis's son was named Horus. Now, for 1,000 years before Jesus was born, there was a holiday that celebrated the birth of Horus. Because Horus was born supposedly of a virgin birth, there were three wise men who appeared at his birth, and there was a special star that appeared in the sky. So it's a very familiar story that was told 1,000 years before Jesus was born.
Mm-hmm.
And Horus's birthday that was celebrated for 1,000 years before Jesus was born was December 25th.
See, I have you, you and I are kindred thinkers. These beliefs, the Catholic Church basically stole this 1,000-year tradition that you're talking about to make it comfortable so they could get control of it and they could control the narrative. But this is, again, you've got a lot of things here that people can chew on. You and I could go on talking for hours and hours and hours. What I'll do, because your thinking is unique, is send people to your website, davidyoungmusic.com, hear the music, read what he has written, exchange, you know, let him, through his works, his painting and otherwise, exchange his ideas with you. I think that there's a fabulous lot to be learned here. And you have gone a long way in a few minutes to helping what I've tried to explain over the years, not particularly well, how this, it was considered a pagan holiday, but how it happened that Jesus, who was born actually in March, how the celebration happens at Christmas, December 25th. David, best of luck to you. Happy New Year. Thanks for being here on Your Hidden Power.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training, and really it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It could be worse. It could be snow. Of course, then folks would get the white Christmas they often desire, but it seems rain is going to be most of the issue for travelers on this Christmas week, especially across the South and up and down the West Coast as well. Parts of the South could get as much as 5 inches of rain today alone. Following last week's House impeachment vote against President Trump, Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff is defending the commander-in-chief.
The reason this president's being impeached is because he's winning in so many ways.
That's Mark Short on Meet the Press on NBC yesterday, saying that Trump was impeached because of a Democratic fear that the president could be reelected. Short says Trump was also impeached because he is winning when it comes to taxes, the economy, military funding, and a new trade deal with China. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Time for us now to continue our thought process, Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us is our regular visitor. Literally, I can say from the east, because he is east of me. I'm in California, and he is in Israel. Uri Geller is here, one of the great minds. We were just talking about genius a few minutes ago, and I think you are a genius. And people who are wondering what genius is, where does it come from? This guy had a fascinating story. I don't know if you heard any of what we were talking about or not. His name is somebody that you ought to look up. You'd be interested. David Young is his name. Or his website is David Young Music. And he had a philosophy. I've never heard this before, but I wonder if you have and what you think. That people who, like Mozart, who started writing music when they were 3, 4, 5 years old, the geniuses that begin with, like, coming out of the box. You started young. This guy maintains that the reason we have this power, if you will, that we have this genius, is because we were living that life in our previous lives. So this, well, let's say, Mozart spent 20 years practicing music or writing music, and he just continues when he comes into the next life. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that all the people who you just called me a genius, and I disagree with you, but okay. I think all people who present talents, skills that you will call genius, I think they're a bit autistic and a bit bipolar. You know, the sixth man who walked on the moon was Captain Edgar Mitchell. We're great friends. And he said to me once, there is no challenge too immense for man. There is no distance too great for our minds to travel. Mm-hmm. So I respect David Young's philosophy, but at the end of the day, we don't really know. We know so little about our brains.
No, it's a philosophy. You know, it's a thought. Yeah, it's a philosophy. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
we use only 10% of our minds, and which reminds me that Gandhi. I'm into quotes today. If I recall, Gandhi said. Now, I might be kind of. Maybe I don't remember the exact word, but to the best of my recollection, Gandhi said he sought spiritual purity, and by seeking, changed the world. We can create anything when we are prepared to create our better selves. So this is so amazing, because I think that successful people were always almost subliminally prepared to meet the challenges of Earth or of our planet, of the human race, and the ups and downs, the obstacles. We were prepared mentally, probably telepathically, maybe even psychokinetically. Maybe even there is a touch of quantum mechanics or quantum entanglement involved. Because when you say genius, you know, throughout the Bible, there are so many miraculous stories. I mean, let's go back to Joan of Arc. She heard the voice of God, and all of us hear the voice of God, but she listened. I listen, you listen, probably most successful people listen, because we've got to listen to that outer voice, to the subconscious. And if you do that, you will be successful.
All right. I want to talk about different levels of success. I'm looking at a picture of you painting. Some of the paintings that you have done over the years have been sold for a lot of money, actually. You have a very interesting way of capitalizing visually, not like I've seen before. This particular picture is the pyramid with a lot of energy lines around it, looks to me. But you've done glassware, you've done the stuff that has come out on your the plates, and you know, all kinds of things that have sold in galleries for a lot of money. Do you understand what you're doing here?
Well, this is a very interesting question, because it's a drawing that I'm doing with Sharpies. I have to prepare very quickly for the gallery. This gallery is called Altman Gallery. Altman's gallery. It's owned by a young Russian man who lives in Moscow. And in Moscow, he has quite a few galleries, and he's a Zionist. He loves Israel. So he opened the gallery, and it's right next to my museum. Now, I'll tell you a very funny story. 25 years ago, Mohammed Al-Fayed, who owned Harrods, whose son, Dodi, died with Princess Diana in Paris, he asked me to design plates for Harrods. So I went to Poole Pottery, which is a very credible British pottery company established in 1720, and I designed Harrods plates, and they all sold out. But what I didn't remember is that he gifted me 200 plates. And lo and behold, 2 weeks ago, I opened my containers, which are in a big storage space outside Jaffa, and I see these boxes in the back of the container. And I opened them, and then I discovered these 60 plates. So I walked into the gallery, and I said, look, guys, I have this amazing plates that I designed 25 years ago. Will you sell them for me? Now, all my income will go to sick children in a local hospital, where a very famous doctor, Lior Sasson, is operating on the heart of children, and so far he saved 5,000 kids free of charge. Anyhow, we'll speak about him maybe next week, but all this art is going to be sold in Altman's gallery. And when you come to Israel, I'll make sure to give you a gift plate. I'm not sure I haven't given you one. Did I?
No, I've never gotten one of your plates. I have lots of bent spoons, but I have never gotten a plate from you. Never. So there.
Okay, we're running out of time. You'll get a plate when you come here. Everybody, please go to my website, urigellermuseum.com, and you'll be amazed at some of my artwork. I love you all and a big hug.
All right. It is fascinating to see these pictures. Urigeller.com also. U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R. Urigeller.com. Go there or check out the museum. We talk about it frequently because it's going to be a big deal in Tel Aviv when it opens up next year. I will go to the opening myself. It's very interesting. The energy around Uri is like you've never felt from anybody. I certainly feel that way, and I'm thankful that he and I have been friends. I guess he probably gets some energy from me as well. That's what the idea is here. Your Hidden Power, all about energy. As a matter of fact, one of the recent podcasts at yourhiddenpowershow.com, yourhiddenpowershow.com, is a practical path to wellness, a discussion of wellness from an energy healing practitioner. You're interested in your mind, body, and spirit connection. You'll find it all connected well. Your Hidden Power Show, episode 122, The Practical Path to Wellness. YourHiddenPowerShow.com is where you find the podcasts.
Hi, I'm shopping expert Claudia Lombana with tips for staying on budget this holiday season. Make sure to research each purchase to find the best deals while also taking advantage of all sales and store perks. In a heavy spend season like the holidays, you'll also want to make sure you're using a credit card that will help you earn toward future important purchases. For example, the GM Buy Power card from Capital One allows card members to redeem earnings toward the purchase or lease of a new GM vehicle. It also lets card members redeem earnings for statement credits of up to $250 a year for purchases of in-dealership certified service, parts, and accessories, or GM extras like SiriusXM subscriptions and most OnStar and Connected service plans. Plus, you can rack up earnings on everything you buy, including all of the gifts on your list, grocery bills for holiday hosting, and gas to get to those festive gatherings. To learn more about the GM Buy Power Card, visit buypowercard.com.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20, 25 pounds. I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
The mistress of psychic ability is here, Mary O'Malley, whose website, PsychicScout.com, is offering right now discounted gift certificates for the holidays. Go to SoulScout.live, okay? SoulScout.live. So this is a different website than your Psychic Scout. I don't want to confuse people. SoulScout.live, is that something new or it's just for this event? What's the scoop here, Mary?
Oh, it all goes to MaryO'Malley.com.
Okay.
But I've been using SoulScout, and so SoulScout.live.
Right.
Or actually, I like to call it .live.
.live, yeah, that's better. So I shouldn't send people, well, Psychic Scout will get you there anyway, but I kind of like this myself. SoulScout.live. So
yeah.
You've probably been listening to, you always listen carefully to the conversations we're having. I'm curious to know what you think about genius and the definition or the explanation. The gentleman came, David Young was on with us, and we were talking about genius, whether it's artistic, musical, whatever it is. But we all know people who have we've declared that they were geniuses. I wonder if you've ever run across anybody like this, who at 4 or 5 or 6 start doing amazing things like writing, automatic writing, or music, like Mozart was the reference.
Mm-hmm.
At 4 or 5 years old, he was writing symphonies. And this fellow attributed it to past life experiences and lives just continuing, and this is being a demonstration of life continuing. What do you, when you have people come to you who need help, are they oftentimes frustrated because they may have a gift that they don't understand?
Yes, actually. And I think that happens with most of us, you know, mm-hmm. or we don't recognize it. We have a gift that other people don't have. We just think everybody has it, you know, and it's no big deal. But the other thing is because we're so connected to the universe and all the energy in the universe and all the information in the universe that we can all be geniuses, you know, mm-hmm. if we just ask and keep moving forward in that way, we all have the potential to be genius one way or another.
Instead yeah. of creating what we don't want, the negativity that seems to be around us now, I suppose it's been with us forever as a human, as the human race has seemingly mm-hmm. had, you know, the negative side, the positive side. And I remember many times, and somebody that I cared a lot about, we talked about worry, and basically she said it was a prayer for having what you don't want. Because most of the time, worry doesn't pan out. But most of the people who come see you at soulscout.live or would have a reading either in person mm-hmm. or on the phone, most of those people are worried, are they not? Most of us are worried about something.
Yeah, yeah. Worried about the unknown, worried that things aren't going to go the way we hoped. And it is sort of a prayer for what you don't want, worrying. And the other thing is oftentimes it's just totally a lack of faith, you know, and we all go through it and we all have it. And, the universe provides, but in ways that we can't imagine also, you know, so you might be hoping for something and you expect it to come from this direction, but it comes from a completely different direction and we don't recognize it. So it's, you know, really putting the energy out there and then stepping back and allowing the universe to show us how brilliant it is, you know, about providing for us.
As part of it, the good news here is that we can retrain our minds and thoughts with the help of somebody like you or someone who helps you to focus on your own energy. It's like breathing, the technique you have. So many, and they're so simple oftentimes, but sometimes they need to visit with somebody like you to kickstart the positive side. It's sometimes the simplest antidote to worry. Teach somebody some affirmations or whatever it is, and I think that's what really part of your skill is. And so I would direct you as a good idea for Christmas, somebody that you know that maybe is worried a little bit and is uncomfortable about what's going on in his or her life. Go to soulscout.live, SOULSCOUT, soulscout.live, and get a discounted gift certificate having listened to Mary here on Your Hidden Power. Mary O'Malley, soulscout.live. Merry Christmas to Mary O'Malley from the Your Hidden Power folks.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
New time, 53 after the hour. Your hidden power. StarGalNetworks.com is the place to find Laura Banks, who has become quite an astounding success story. And I say that lovingly because there is a way of you know, you go from one thing to another. Not all of us have done the same thing all of our lives. Some of us have threads through our life, and we've had the balance, if you will. So, Laura, I've been asking this question of everybody because of the first time it came to me, and I wonder how you use astrology to find this out about someone. You know, we talk about what the here and now is, and you're very good about taking my chart, and I'm happy to be a guinea pig, whether it's talking about this sort of thing or medical stuff. I'm a Scorpio. My birth sign is Scorpio. My moon is in Pisces, which is the time of day when I was born. The location where I was born is where you get that. And then my rising sign is Aquarius. So is there a way of looking at all that information and seeing what sort of a past life someone has had? Is that stretching it too far? And I ask the question because we're talking about genius. And I keep using the example of Mozart, but there are plenty of others, people who almost come out of the womb and they become geniuses. They seem to be. How do you explain Mozart writing music that becomes these fabulous exchanges of energy musically when he's 4 or 5 years old? And the explanation that David Young gave was that they were doing that in the past life and they just, you know, just keep going. So what do you think of that, and can you see that sort of thing when you look at somebody's chart?
Well, thanks for having me on your show, Doug. And you got to look at the 12th house. That 12th house is going to give you a lot of insight into past lives. you know, with or without.
So for people who aren't skilled, let's talk a little about what the 12, there are 12 signs, like 12 months. The 12th house would be representative of what and how?
Pisces, which is the 12th sign, which is all-inclusive. It's the Christ principle, it's rebirth, it's karma, it's good fortune through faith, which is a pretty amazing concept. Like, when you connect to faith, then good things can come to you. In general, of course, we come in from past lives. There's some extraordinary specials on YouTube about it. If you Google search YouTube past lives and you see these children talking and the knowledge they have, there's some extraordinary stories. Of course, we come in with cumulative energies and knowledge from past lives.
Would that be an old soul? Would you qualify that person as an old soul? Because not everybody has the same number of past lives, do they?
Most of us have a lot of past lives. Very few of us reach what's called samadhi, where you reach such a state of consciousness where you spontaneously really just pop into the state of oneness. But what have you done with those past lives? Someone who's coming in with that kind of knowledge, Doug, really had this extraordinary understanding of themselves and brought that knowledge forward into their next life.
Yeah, but some people don't have an extraordinary, thus the help that people like you give to others. I mean, I think about myself and what I brought in and my interests and stuff, and I wonder if, because I've been told in past lives I was always connected with animals, or certainly in many of my lives have been connected to animals, and that love continues in this life, and I've been surrounded by people, the people that I've loved have been people who loved animals as well. Is that something that you can track?
Well, track what you love. I mean, Pisces, with your moon in Pisces, there's just this extraordinary empathy for all living creatures with a moon in Pisces. It's exalted there. You have that by nature. Other people won't be as empathetic. But it is cumulative. I mean, astrology is based on the fact that we've lived many lives. There are very few sciences 5,000 years old that have 100% belief in past lives. There's none of us that have lived more than others. The old soul concept is really, we are all old souls if we dip into that place of knowing through meditation, through intuitively beginning to understand where your deepest talents lie, and then miracle upon miracle, oh my God, I'm really good at this, and I didn't even know. And that can happen at any age.
So can you help somebody? Can you help somebody with a reading at Stargal Networks? Can you help? So this is a good Christmas present, by the way. You want to give someone a little insight into him or herself? StargalNetworks.com. Have Laura give you an astrological reading. Can we look at this and just get a sense or a feel fairly easily, or does it take a lot of work to understand where are we going?
Well, I leave the work out of it, and I just tell you where you can find love, where you can find money, where your hidden resources are, and have a whole new extraordinary 2020.
All right, there you go. StargalNetworks.com. Some pretty good advice. This is an invitation, actually. Laura Banks with Doug Steff.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.